Thank you.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go back to Guy. Hi there, Colonel Q.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Tons of construction material and heavy equipment were on that bridge in Minneapolis for the purpose of repairing it. And now officials investigating the collapse say it may have been all that extra weight from the materials and the heavy equipment that caused the collapse. Giant dump trucks full of crushed rock were sitting on that bridge that day in addition to its usual load of traffic. In other words, that which was supposed to make the bridge stronger may have killed it. Other factors being studied, what effect the city's extreme heat and cold may have had on the bridge, and the corrosive properties of bird droppings. Most days...
You know, that's overlooked a lot of times.
It is, and underrated. Most days as we begin this show in Washington, rush hour is barely beginning. On Fridays, though, maybe you've noticed... The rush hour is already well underway by 3 p.m. In fact,
out of my way.
It's been that way for hours. People and their employers are finding ways to end the work week a little early. And a new report says that is costing American business hundreds of millions of dollars in lost productivity. $483 million a year, to be a little more precise.
I like it when they leave early on Friday.
Really?
I hope they continue to leave early on Friday.
You like that?
I truly enjoy that. Yes, leave earlier.
Here in D.C.?
Here in D.C. Leave earlier. That's fine with me on Friday. Makes for a nice drive home Friday night.
Just wait until summer is over, until all the government employees stop getting... Is it flexible Fridays that they have on Fridays?
Yeah, I think you get every other Friday off or something along those lines.
I still like the story last week you had about the Jetsons transportation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm shooting for.
Spent some time thinking about that.
Robbie Martling writes... Dear Don, my rush hour is 12 noon on WMAL. Signed,
Robbie Martin.
Robbie Martling.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
Robbie, and we respond with our standard, get bent.
I love when my letters get published.
He does, too. The main excuses people give for ducking out early on Friday, a long lunch, a doctor's appointment, or a meeting that just happens to be near the house. One out of every eight Friday absences is someone pretending to be sick. It's only Monday. The people who stay behind,
Another note comes from...
Oh, good.
From Rob Martling.
You have another email that just came in from Rob Martling?
Don, buddy, how you doing? Robbie.
That almost sounded like your BlackBerry that was
there. Yeah, how you doing?
Alfonso Schofield
Junior, I am your father. This is not Donald's BlackBerry.
Yeah, we'll change it next time. Mike wants a BlackBerry.
I'm Nancy Grace.
Now, the people who stay behind, of course, on Fridays are simply the people who can't get laid. We're talking about the guy who's there when you arrive at work each day and still there when you leave, or the guy who takes on the extra tasks, the assignments. They surveyed 32,000 men and women on this subject.
Found
45.
Not right. Him.
Always
He's
here.
He is last to arrive.
Never goes home.
First to leave.
They found that 45% of the men and 46% of the women say they're more likely to take on extra work if and when they're not having sex. And more than a third of each gender says they work longer hours when they don't have a fun buddy. And that brings us to the loser who filed the lawsuit arguing that ladies' nights in bars are unconstitutional because they discriminate against men. Steve Homer of Denver says it's not fair to let ladies in free and let them drink free or at deep discounts and to not do the same thing for men.
Hank's look around cafes.
Not going to happen. Not changing that.
I know at Mike's joint they have, what was it? It's
transgender.
That's what it is.
Transgender nights.
How's that working out for you?
The people that are, actually have not had sex change operations are all up in arms, giving me a hard time about it. I'm like, lighten up. Finish your beer.
Well, Steve with the lawsuits is captain of the Just Doesn't Get It team. Sadly, Steve is not the only guy on this team. A handful of other such lawsuits around the country have been successful. But Steve's case just got thrown out of court on Friday because he was suing the little newspaper that ran the ads for these ladies' nights. Steve is still suing the bars, however, quoting him.
Bars?
Quoting Steve, now I know how black people felt about being cheated out of their civil rights.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I don't think it's exactly the same thing, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think so either, and I thought you might notice that.
Hey, do you have anything about Kobe Bryant?
I have heard about that. I wasn't reporting on it today, but
Probably because it's just rumors. What
right.
is it that I heard? His marriage is, and even though he's given her like 8,000 rings,
right?
The marriage is going, And
so it finally caught up with him.
He had no prenup.
Ooh.
Oh.
She gets half of everything he's got right now. And think about this. He would have been better off just banging that girl in Colorado and getting rid of his wife if he wanted to get rid of her way back then.
Yeah, yeah. Lingering in a failed relationship can sometimes result in a slightly more difficult and precarious financial situation.
He tried to fix it, tried to make it right.
Michael Mara.
Except I'll say this for you. You were not in the situation Kobe Bryant was.
No, I was
right.
not.
No.
And, goddamn. Okay, he got caught cheating.
Mm-hmm.
The man in me wants to say, okay, you got caught cheating. I can appreciate the fact that he went on TV. Every time he's on TV, he's like, here's the new ring I bought my wife.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is my wife. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. I banged another woman, but I love her. Here's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, at that point, when you've got the dog collar around your neck, and when you're having to spend millions of dollars to buy her crap,
mm-hmm.
I got news for you, Kobe. You're stuck with her.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stuck with her.
Until she decides she's still pissed off. Which it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
She's the one who's left him. That's what I heard.
He's the dumpy. She's the dumper.
You are right.
Okay.
I didn't see this coming. I thought they'd work it out. For the 11th straight year, you can buy a calendar featuring New York's bravest and buffest. It's a beefcake calendar of shirtless firefighters that last year raised $150,000 for a firefighter's charity that raises money for equipment.
Did we get a free calendar?
We don't have a copy.
They didn't send us a sample?
Damn it. I know.
Sorry, all right. Mike.
All right.
It didn't come in Out magazine when we got
Oh,
here.
Man.
But this is the 11th and final year for the calendar. It turns out this year's cover boy can be seen completely nude in an edition of the video Boys Gone Wild.
Joe.
The video.
Joe. Joe.
Video features off-camera
hey,
women.
You know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Women on.
So good.
So good. There are these women off camera in a hotel room urging Mike Baserta to drop his towel and step into the shower, which on the video he does. New York fire officials say they're canceling the calendar after this year to keep it from tarnishing the reputation of guys on the job.
Oh, so one guy does something that doesn't sound all that bad anyway.
Girls, right.
And they're canceling the calendar.
Yeah.
Which raised an amazing amount of money for charity.
And that, the only reason they're not disciplining him is because it was just before he joined the fire department.
And he reminds me of the that broad that played the queen, Helen Mirren. Is that her name?
Helen Mirren.
Right. Mira.
They reran the thing last night on 60 Minutes with her after she did the movie about the queen.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about her jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, yes, I'm quite famous in London for having taken
Caligula.
And they showed a scene, not from Caligula,
right,
but from some other movie where she's younger, about 20 years ago, just takes off her shirt. And
unlike Faye Dunaway.
Oh, yes.
I believe she had the goods.
The
she still does.
And back in the day, you know, no augmentation there either.
Absolutely. What a piece of ass she is.
Fantastic.
Was. And then they showed the scene that she did, made me think of Buzz's story,
right,
in the movie Calendar Girls.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Or even like at 58 or 59.
Not bad.
She was showing her vagina and her boobs.
Yes.
And,
what about the vagina?
Oh, it was beautiful.
We're still going to do the WJFK calendar, though. Right? Even if they're in Girls Gone Wild, we'll still do it.
Rob Martling, right.
It's the last year for it, though.
I'm out of Post-its, Mike.
He's out of Post-its.
Yeah, but then they'll cancel it after they have that video where I was encouraging them to get in the shower. That ruined it for everybody.
That's how you've always done it, too.
But wasn't it great when we were all doing that and the towel finally dropped and we high-fived each other?
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Get in the shower, please.
Please. Please.
Quickly. If you're a politician, how do you win back Southerners who suddenly have evidence you're very likely gay?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Well, it's easy. You simply play the race card. Last month in Florida, 49...
this is Robert the Mailman.
49-year-old State Representative Bob Allen was busted in a park restroom for allegedly soliciting someone he allegedly believed was a male prostitute.
Yes.
Allen reportedly offered the undercover cop $20 to let him, Allen, perform that special favor.
Testicles?
Yes, testicles.
And why would you eat them?
Part of it.
Very good.
Makes men strong.
Oh. Well, that is eating the whole animal, I guess.
Don't just look at it. Eat it, honey.
Suck on that, losers.
Right.
And I like the guy in the background. Body good. Body good. Body good.
Look at the size of his unit.
Wow. Representative Allen, who is a married man, says...
Peter North.
...says this story, the police allegations are not true, and now...
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
There you go.
I never deny anything.
Now in court papers.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
No, I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
No denial here.
Well, Allen says he merely went along with the man because the man in the restroom was big and black. And
we're going to take a shower, both of us.
Allen, oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Guilty.
Allen says he was intimidated by this large black man and thought he ought to just play along.
I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You notice I stopped saying guilty.
Yeah, probably wise.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, he found it. He found the lucky combo.
Oh, what, this one? I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman.
That'd be male rape, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, never against their will, though.
Oh, you're right. Guilty!
Representative, be you raping,
prison style.
You raping or being raped by a guy in prison.
Prison!
Prison!
Yeah. I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. Michael
Mirror. Perfect. Now it works.
Well, Florida State Representative Bob Allen says the park was full of black guys that day, and Allen, who's white, says he didn't want to become a statistic.
What an idiot. So that's his defense.
That's his
He's saying
ploy.
The guy was big and black and he was scared.
They were everywhere. There was there are blacks everywhere.
Everywhere. What else could he do?
Brilliant.
What else could he have done?
Amazing.
Oh, congratulations, Jim Bob. It's a girl. Your seventh baby girl with Michelle, who's now given you a total of 17 children.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I saw these hillbillies on TV this morning, shocked that they live in a state that starts with A. It's either Alabama or Arkansas.
It's Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas.
And I swear to God, if ever a couple was made that you wanted to just either tie the tubes or give them a vasectomy or send them condoms, because literally, it's like the woman, they said she has been pregnant for 14 years of her life.
A little over 10 and a half. I mean, if you just put the pregnancies end to end, a little over 10 and a half years of her life.
Well, and then how was she able to finish law school?
That's a lot. And become vice president. The Duggars of Little Rock, Arkansas want even more kids.
The Duggars?
The Duggars.
That's their name, the Duggars?
D-U-G-G-A-R-S.
It's another little Duggar.
And Mike, I won't tell you, they love all the children. And you know the dumbest thing about them?
What's that?
Besides the fact that they want to have another one, they're all named Jay. And they run out of names like Johnny. So now, Buzz, do you have the list of names?
I do. They already have John, Josh, Jana, Jill, Jessa, Ginger, Joseph, Josiah, Joanna, Jennifer, Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, and Johanna. The birthdays fall in every month except June.
Come on, honey.
And they want even more kids.
We're going to have our own football tournament.
They'd like to even things out, bring a few more girls into the fold. Quoting Michelle, we love the ruffles and lace. We'd love to have more.
The littlest jugger.
The Duggars.
You're the littlest jugger. Who's the biggest jugger?
Mom.
Man.
The Duggars have two sets of twins.
They're nuts. They're juggernauts.
And, of course, we got to give a tip of the hat to Mother Jugger.
And for all their fine work, they're getting a...
And speed. I almost feel... Rob Spiewak writes, I wish I would have thought of that great Mother Jugs and Speed gag. It sucks so bad, it sounds like it came from my mouth. Sincerely, your buddy, Rob.
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 Their reward for their hard work, they get a special on the Discovery Health Network next month.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
So they're going to get money for that?
You can see them there. I don't know if they're getting paid
divided
for it
between
not.
All the juggers?
You interviewed them after child 16, and you yelled at them.
Wow.
And you said, don't have any more children, and now they've disregarded you.
Well, there's another. Why do we get them as guests on the show?
The juggers with number 17.
Duggars.
The Duggars, really.
Jim Bob.
The Juggers. I said Juggers.
We had some fun with the name.
It's Duggars.
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 See, I was saying Jugger the whole time.
Yeah. Because all the kids.
Well, that's why I said Juggernaut then.
Yeah, you said Mother, you said Mother Jugs and Speed.
Mother Jugs and Speed.
We turned it into Juggers because it was funnier.
It's okay.
Damn it.
You shouldn't be calling a girl Ginger and starting it with a J. That's not how you spell Ginger.
No, they cheated on that, too, because they weren't thinking. They're too busy doing it.
That's like naming a guy John and starting it with a G.
It's not right. It's not fair.
Hi. Gone.
G-I-M. Jim.
But it's the Duggars.
The Duggars.
Yes, that's correct. Of Little Rock, Arkansas.
And instead of going to the G-Y-N, would a girl go to the J-Y-N?
Exactly. The O-B-J-Y-N.
And that sounds dirtier. For some strange reason.
It wouldn't OJ's name be O-G? Oh.
Yeah, but we call him Og. Og Simpson.
Og.
Og. Goose instead of juice.
That's right. It would be Goose.
It would be Goose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orenthal Goose Simpson.
And we would all gump for joy.
And when we watch Good Times, we liked Gigi.
Even
and then we would do Gumping Gax.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Gumping Jack.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And watch Forrest Jump.
And shut your door on the Jehovah's Witnesses that come to your door.
God, why are we such gurks? I can't wait home to get. I can't wait to get home to get my gurk off.
No, I hope nothing happens on the way home. You know, you don't want to get your Gus desserts.
God, Rob, why do you hate goos?
Even.
I have no answer.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
You know, Rob, there are some Jud goos out there. You should educate yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think you're right.
Don't get on that topic. That'll give them the gitters.
Even if you were doing it more, you might be enjoying it less in the event you're circumcised.
Gary Lewis is a good Jew.
All right.
Okay. Now, do you mean Jerry Lewis?
No, if I meant the pop singer, I would have said Jerry Lewis.
All right.
I meant the comedian.
This is like when we. This is getting close to when we play poker.
My gosh, this is like. Yeah. Okay. Here's Dr. Pepper.
I want to do it. I want to have. This is last word, boy. Too.
Yeah.
He desperately wanted to have the last word.
To play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tens, twos, and fours are wild.
Not true.
Yes, absolutely.
Totally
true.
Totally true. You know, you love that book, Joe Dog Joe.
But at least that lady that Simpson, I'm sorry, that Clinton had the affair with would now be referred to as Jennifer Flowers. It would be perfect.
Instead of
Jennifer. And that makes it right with the world.
Thank you.
All fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were doing it more, you might be enjoying it less in the event you're circumcised.
Buzz, you like... Now, hold on. How do you say ginseng already sounds like a J with a G?
I like Janga.
Why don't you guys go home tonight, have a gin and tonic, and figure it out?
I like that one.
You give turkey.
Gyve. Gyve turkey.
I'm sorry,
turkey.
It didn't rhyme.
Gyve turkey.
G-I-V-E, J-I-V.
You're just Gyve talking. Even if you were doing it more, you'd be enjoying it less if you're circumcised. A study in the British Journal of Urology.
Oh, I'm sure I'm feeling golly today.
Gump and gack flesh is a jazz.
It's fun, isn't it?
Jolly, I'm feeling golly.
Study in the British Journal of Urology finds that circumcision removes all five of the most sensitive points on the human male anatomy.
Really? Wait, this is news.
Hey.
Scientists can actually measure nerve sensitivity now, and they found less of it in circumcised guys. So,
oh, my God. Well, then we got ripped off.
Well, literally. The debate rages on. There it is.
Yeah.
The ripping now. So the debate about the circumcision rages on to cut or not to cut. The study was funded by an anti-circumcision group. This study was. Other studies have shown that circumcision reduces the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, but then so do condoms and hygiene. Some men are okay with you banging their wives. Let me rephrase that. A lot of men will forgive their partners for taking it on the road.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
How you doing? Harlequin Enterprises, the people who published the romance novels, did a survey. One out of five men said they would completely forgive their partner for having sex with somebody else. One out of five men. Women, a little less forgiving. Barely one out of ten say they would forgive that. More than half the guys surveyed would forgive her for kissing another guy. Only about a third of women would forgive that.
Mm. I would qualify that by saying if I was allowed to kiss him too. Continuing on the previous
on the
prison
theme.
Rape gay yes. theme. Thank
You're
you.
So Jay.
I am.
You're a Jay boy.
Hey, your Jadar's working this evening.
And finally, we have to acknowledge the woman arrested.
I know where you're going. Don't go there already with Jay boy.
I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was going to say he's a faggot.
I thought you could do a Jew thing.
Please, please make it a hit, you know, Spanish, a fahit.
About the woman who was arrested in Annapolis.
Would a maggot be a maggot?
Maggot, yes.
Hey, you maggot.
Maggot.
We have so many maggots on the line.
Right.
He's a maggot man.
That woman arrested in Annapolis last week reported a sexual assault. She never mentioned any attack to the responding officers who noticed chocolate fudge candy spilling out of her purse and pockets. There was
Rob Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
There was chocolate smeared all over her arms and her shirt in her hotel room. They saw that she'd tried to stuff some of the fudge down the toilet so much so it clogged. Police looked at the surveillance tape from Uncle Bob's Fudge Kitchen and watched as the woman smashed glass to get to the rocky road. Quoting an officer, she took about 10 pounds and ate about a half pound in the store. She had also eaten s'mores and nut clusters and cookies.
Thank you!
And other candies. Police found the woman crying and saying she just wanted to go home. I'm Buzz.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Yep,
that's it. We got to go.
Got to run.
I got to go, and I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm going to be calling that kid tonight. With
the
all
12
those
vacuums.
Yeah. Like, hey, son, why are you Jay?
Better watch out for his daddy. He's going to jet you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
I mean, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And head?
That's Jofter.
Okay. And Mike?
Yes.
Peter North.
Ah, you win.
All right, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.